This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 17th. God's word to you today is everyone. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 11, verses 9 to 10, and it says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Luke 11, verses 9 to 10 says, "And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." This is the Lord Jesus himself speaking, and he says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive." It is not you may, you will receive what you ask for. Do not just stop by asking. Progress into seeking. Do not seek and stop. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking. Do not just knock once and stop. Keep on knocking. Jesus says, the reason I'm telling you to keep on, to continue is, for everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. When I engage this scripture, I say to myself, Olufemi Monehe, your case will not be different. Everyone that asks receives. Everyone. Your case will not be different. Everyone that receives. These are the words of Jesus. I did not write the Bible. You need to change your paradigm when it comes to calling on God. Do not stop calling. Years ago, I was speaking with a friend of mine that works in telecoms. At that time, the telecoms industry in Nigeria was having a lot of problems. I wanted to understand why, in spite of the equipment and technological advancements, such issues persisted. He said, in other parts of the world, when people call and they cannot reach the person they are calling, they drop a voicemail or send a text message. He said Nigerians would cut off the call because it goes to voicemail and keep redialing until they can reach the person, thus making the network congested. He said that they had not seen that pattern before. Nigerians naturally do not give up, even with calls. We do not take no for an answer. That is the same attitude heaven wants us to have in the place of prayer. Guess what? The beauty is that the network in heaven never gets congested. Never ever. There is no limited capacity. The bandwidth is unlimited. And the infrastructure is not limited. So do not stop calling. Even though it is tough and painful, do not stop calling. Sometimes it may appear as if your soul is being crushed. But God says, don't stop calling. Let us pray. Father, I lay down my weakness and weariness, and I put on your strength and capacity to persist in the place of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.